Time for Sports News Now. Warwick Hadfield is here in tennis. Bernard Tomic out of the French Open already, but another Aussie, Matthew Ebden, might just make it through to the second round.
Look, Hamish, with Tomic eliminated and Nick Kyrgios out injured, the Australian representation is thin in the men's singles. But Ebden, these days 30 years of age and mixing tennis with getting tertiary qualifications, I think he can see the end of his career. Well, he's still there in France, two sets each against Italy's Thomas Fabiano when play was suspended. And there was a fair bit of that overnight. Rafael Nadal's match against Simon Bilelli suspended with the Spaniard two sets up, but down 3-love in the third. Novak Djokovic, who's apparently over all his various fitness problems that saw his ranking fall away recently, might just be the bloke now to stop Nadal winning an 11th French Open. He went through to the second round in straight sets. There's some good tennis on tonight. Serena Williams, she's unseeded after taking time off to have a baby. She's always worth watching. She's playing Kristina Pliskova. And among the Australians, Ashley Barty, the number 17 seed no less, Sam Stosur and Daria Gavrilova are all up and about tonight. Barty is playing Natali Viclianseva. Stosur's opponent is Jana Nowicki-Meyer, while Gavrilova plays the Romanian Slorana Sirstea. And even allowing for whatever Ebden might achieve in this final set tonight, this trio carries heaviest the burden of getting an Australian through to the second round, something which with great sadness Muscles Rosewell reckoned was unlikely to happen when he did his preview of Roland Garros in 2018, Hamish.
In motor racing, it wasn't just Daniel Ricciardo being hailed as a hero yesterday, with the man with possibly the best name in motorsport, Will Power, the first Australian to win the Indianapolis 500.
We are obligated by that decision of his parents 37 years ago to riff on his name, aren't we? And certainly much willpower has been required to achieve this first for an Australian. Four times he's been the runner-up, and he believed hitherto that because he preferred racing on roads rather than speedways, he was never going to win in the Indianapolis Bowl. But he's changed his thinking in the last little while, learning to respect the oval track, he said. And when he took the checkered flag yesterday, he let out one hell of a primeval scream, one which apparently lasted until his voice gave out about 2 hours later. He was pretty happy with that result, and it sort of caps off a great career. He's won the Indy series on a number of occasions, but never been able to win this race, and as he said, the final box had been ticked, Hamish.
In basketball, all over for Aaron Baines, unfortunately, the NBA playoffs, Cleveland taking the semi-final series against the Celtics.
Yeah, look, the score in Game 7, 87 to 79, giving the Cavs the series 4-3. The great LeBron James just missed a triple-double for the Cavs, 35 points, 15 rebounds and 9 assists. Now, Baines, who is a giant Queenslander, aren't they all? He didn't get a lot of court time in this last game. In fact, was on the bench for much of the fourth quarter, and it remains to be seen where he ends up next year. He's an unrestricted free agent, and his good form in the playoffs will no doubt have other teams looking at him, but his passionate post-match speech for his Boston teammates suggests he would like to stay there, and why not? Massachusetts is the home of basketball, the game devised there in 1891 by Dr. James Naismith when he nailed a couple of peach baskets to the wall of the YMCA hall. The game, of course, has had plenty of improvements then, not the least cutting the bottom out of the baskets to make it just a little bit faster, Hamish.
It does help. Warwick Hadfield, thank you very much.
Good on you, Hamish.